Good morning. It is 8:06 a.m. on a blue sky. There's a few clouds around. But basically a blue sky morning here in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. It's about 60 degrees. I don't know what the official temperature is, but it was 60 outside my back door. A little bit chilly. Quite lovely, and I certainly appreciated the solar gain this morning. Yeah, my nose is going to run all morning, isn't it? So, happy Labor Day. We owe organized labor so much. So let's see, this morning, I got my Zola site working. I got it uploaded. You can find it if you're interested at nathanlull.com/view, V-I-E-W, all lowercase. There's one of my NPCs hiking along across the street. It was mid-morning before I was able to actually get clear enough to upload it, just to see if it was going to work. And sure enough, it did. So I feel accomplished. And then proceeded to basically lose the rest of the day. I was like, okay, yeah, that's done. I'm gonna relax now. I'm going to sit back. I'm not going to do anything. None of these grand plans. None of them happened. I didn't even play yesterday. I turned on Fallout 4. And realized I was doing the same 4 or 5 missions, just translated into different settlements. And I'm like, why? I contemplated turning the difficulty up. I don't think it would go to survival at that point. But I could have taken it up to hard or very hard. I'm just running on normal. And normal is hard enough for me in the lower stages. And trying to remember how to play for these last two playthroughs. This current playthrough has eaten up almost 14 full days. It's been that many hours that I have played. And according to the statistics, I've barely played a whole day in the last 2 weeks. So clearly the game is no longer engaging. Or at least at the moment, no longer engaging me. I also got tired of fighting with one of the pens yesterday. I got a Waterman that the section of it, it appears to be jammed up or gummed up or something, because I'm having really hard time getting ink to the nib. And I finally said, no, hell with this. And I had already pulled the old cartridge out and put a fresh one in just in case there was something wrong with the ink. I'm able to force a small dribble of water through it using the squeeze ball. The nose sucker. Which is really handy for irrigating. Fountain pen sections. Particularly those that use cartridges or converters. You just stick the nose in there and push the water through. Just cleans them out really well, really fast. Really, That's one of the downsides of using the older pens, is that cleaning them out is a job. It takes a while. And then you have to wait for them to dry out before you can use them again. Luckily, I have so many pens that I almost never wait for it to dry out. And I have freshly cleaned pens waiting in the wings for their initial inking, at least initial with me. But all the pens that I've got right now inked up, well, not all of them. The Kargaloo 362 with bad belted Kingfisher ink in it, that works really well. It's got a fairly broad nib. It's difficult to write small with the nib, because the nib puts down so much ink, you wind up with just globs, unless you're really careful about how you lay the ink on the page. It's really quite satisfying to lay down that river of ink and see it on the page, and it's a wonderful color. I love it. I may have to buy a bottle. I'm just working off samples that I've gotten in the last few months. I'm still working through that pile of samples. Most of them are like, yeah, okay. Citrus fruit was one that's like, what color is this? Is this red? Is it orange? I don't know. I want it to be orange. It's much more like pomegranate red. Not pomegranate purple, but very red. It's citrus. I wanted it to be yellow. I wanted it to be orange, but it's red. Oxford blue is perhaps my favorite. Really good blue, medium blue, although Bad Belted Kingfisher is taking over the lead in terms of rich blue. I inked up my Allure because I needed something with a relatively fine point. I've got an Esterbrook SJ that is just gorgeous. It is so much fun to write with. But it's a lever filler. It's an old Esterbrook SJ. And I don't want to risk it by dragging it around the house or keeping it in my pocket or anything like that. So it stays in my pen cup. Beautiful pen. I love that pen. I love all of the Esterbrook J's that I've managed to get writing. And I have a bunch of them that I can't get writing because they need new ink sacs, which I've talked about before. I will stop talking about again. So anyway, I was looking around for a pen and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going back to an old standby, an old favorite. And that was my Waterman Phileas. Oh God, what a great pen. I took the cartridge out of the one that I was having trouble with and plugged it into the Phileas. And so smooth, so beautiful. Such a great writer. And I was leery about cleaning it out and replacing it when I did it the first one, after I got it inked up and ran the ink out of it the first time, and thought, oh, okay, I'm gonna set this one aside, but man, what a great pen. Jesus. conflagration of dogs here this morning. That one jump scared me. He's right on the other side of this fence. Decided he was going to take umbrage. I don't know what those little dogs are yapping about. They're not giving up on it, whatever it is. So this morning had another interesting thing happen this morning. I woke up clear-headed. Now, it's not something I have been thinking about other than, you know, I think I kind of feel a little bit foggy and have for most of the year. Until I woke up this morning and it wasn't foggy anymore. The fog was gone. I was relatively clear-headed. It was a rough night. I had a lot of weird dreams overnight. And I wouldn't normally have considered it a good night's sleep. But the truth of the matter is that I fell asleep around 9:30 and slept straight through. As far as I remember, I slept straight through until 5 o'clock, which is unusual. I usually have to wake up at least once in the night to pee. God, there's dogs everywhere this morning. There's a guy walking a dog ahead of me. They're getting ready to cross paths with another dog coming up on a get ready, stay with me, monk post. And they're having conversations. There's a dog off on the side that's having a part of the conversation. Yep, 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 yep. Good morning. Woof, woof, woof. Sounded like the dog was coming right up behind me. Artifact of the hearing aids. It makes some things sound much closer than they actually are. They also have a microphone picks up sound from behind me. So generally speaking, I got really good oral separation. Jesus. I kind of feel sorry for all the people who might be trying to sleep in this morning, because, good Lord, these dogs are a mess. You tell them. Game. Fallout 4. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Restart? I kind of hate to. It's the downside of Fallout 4. It's the same way with Ark. Because once you get the game the way you want it, it's like, alright, now what? With Ark, at least, there's a progression between maps. If you can ascend, which I finally have been able to do at the alpha level from the island, then a lot of new tech trees open up, a lot of new things to do open up. And then you can go on to take all of that sweet equipment if you so desire, and move on to the next map in the storyline progression. There are five, I want to say. Some of those maps I've never played. Or if I played, I only played him for a few minutes. I played very few maps beyond, in the story arc anyway, very few maps beyond Scorched Earth, which still might be my favorite map. Ragnarok is right up there. Good morning. And good morning to you too. He's doing a good job training that dog. That little pup is just healing. Like walking right at his heel. Not being distracted by everything else going on. Very cute little dog. Shade feels good. I get the day has warmed up. I've warmed up. The sun has gotten higher in the sky, so it's putting out a lot more energy. So shade feels really nice. I spent part of yesterday afternoon trying to get the wizard's cat moving. I have it moving, but it's curled up in the sun and it doesn't want to move now. I don't quite know what the problem is. I do know what the problem is. The story didn't go anywhere, and it's because I've made a choice early on that I need to fix as soon as I can figure out what it might be. We'll get to it. I'll probably deal with that today. I'll see if this new mental clarity gives me any better insight. My usual scheme of writing what happens next seems to have abandoned me. I used to be able to think, okay, well, this happened, so what's the next logical thing to happen? Boom. Write it down. And I'm Bradbury was right. Don't think. I keep spending too much time thinking, who was the writer who said you can't edit an empty page? I forget now. I don't think it was Nora Roberts, but that's the name that comes to mind. I don't think it's the right name, though. All right. Back out into the open, walking past the park. The crested wheatgrass is still got a lot of seed on it, or it looks like it's got a lot of seed. At least on some of the heads. They're still bent over pretty well. Wherever they were using that sickle bar, it wasn't here. The other morning I was walking, and as I was heading back, making the final pass to the back gate, the city had a mowing machine with a sickle bar on it. And I was worried what they were going to do with it, but I haven't really spotted what they did with it. They may not have done anything. It may have just been waiting to go somewhere else. I really don't like how much of the native grasses they've decided are unacceptable here. This chunk here beside the playground needs to stay wild. It really does. You can see the catchment basin down there, peeking through the trees, glinting in the sun. That looks nice. Good morning, willows. The willow sisters in the ditch. Or maybe now mother and daughter, one of them is significantly larger than the other, because the smaller one, they used to be the same size, but then the smaller one lost one of its main trunks. And I thought it was dead. There was one whole season where it barely did anything. And now, a bare 5 years later. Jesus. Time is pretty funny these days. I never thought I'd live to see 71. Until I got to be like 70. And thought, well, maybe. If I hadn't caught the cancer and gotten rid of it, that probably would have been unreasonable. But I'm lucky, privileged. Some of it earned. Mostly just lucky. I'm back at the back gate in under 23 minutes. Not bad, not bad. Maybe I am getting stronger. At any rate, it's a beautiful morning. But it's also the point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.